Stephanie Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're joining me here today. In today's episode, I just want to do some reflecting on PRN. You know, I realized recently that I'm sneaking up on 200 episodes. That feels kind of momentous, and I just want to take some time to look back at the podcast's beginnings, share some fun stats about the podcast, share things I've learned along the way, how podcasting itself has changed, as well as how I've changed since the podcast began. Now, some of you are newer to the podcast, and others of you have been listening the whole time. To any and all of you, thank you for joining me and for your support. I'm so glad you're part of PRN's community. So looking back, Pause Renew Next was started as a blog in the fall of 2018, really as a fun creative outlet for me. I've always enjoyed writing, and I thought through PRN I could write creatively, but also hopefully in ways that were helpful for others, both spiritually and therapeutically. I've always hoped PRN would be an encouragement to those who are weary or who are wanting to be more attentive to their own soul care. I really enjoyed blogging. Like, I would think about what I was going to write about next. I remember that. It was so fun. And after a few months, I decided to start a podcast because I've always liked writing, but I've always liked talking even more. I mean, I've always gotten in trouble for talking, honestly. And that's what I do in my job. I don't write to people. I talk to people. And so as I began the podcast, I hoped, just like with the blog, that I would help to tell stories that offered encouragement and that were helpful both spiritually and therapeutically, sometimes practically as well. I also hoped to highlight stories of real-life people, like the guests that I interviewed, and or stories of important women of faith. So here are a few fun podcast stats. We are at season 8, which is pretty crazy. I counted it up. I hope I did it right. I don't know. I didn't do it twice, but I think I've had 78 guests, and some have been repeat, so I'm not counting that. They have varied widely in age, topic. Some were authors. Others were real life friends telling their stories, but across the board, they are amazing, and I'm so blessed and thankful to each of them for sharing their time and stories with us. I've also done 9 biography episodes. I think that's the right amount. And, you know, early on, especially, I heard from people who really enjoyed those. And I don't have a lot on my YouTube channel, but I did upload a couple of episodes. And one of my biography episodes that was like in the very first season has done very well on YouTube. So I'm so thankful that people have been listening to that. For the first couple of years of PRN, I did mostly guest interviews. And then at some point, I think about halfway through, I started including reflection episodes. I've also heard from a couple of you that you love the slowdown activities, like the grounding things we do at the beginning of the reflection episodes. So I'm thankful for that as well. I've done a few podcast series, and from what I've heard from you guys, our most loved series was the one I did on attachment. You guys really engaged with that one. I've heard a lot about that. I've really grown and expanded my technological skills since starting PRN. I've had to learn to edit and play around with Adobe Audition. And you know, I've spent many hours redoing things that have gotten messed up or that recorded wrong the first time. I've had plenty of time to hone those skills. I've used multiple podcast recording platforms. I've recorded through screens and in person. I've also grown in pushing myself to do things that are out of my comfort zone plenty of times, like asking people that I look up to be on my podcast. And you know what? I've only been turned down a couple of times. But I've also gotten just the coolest opportunities to talk to people I probably never would have gotten to meet otherwise, and I feel really fortunate. I want to share with you, from my perspective at least, how podcasting has changed and evolved since PRN began, and some of the challenges I faced as a podcaster. You know, it seems like podcasting was really starting to explode right when I began the podcast, around 2018, 2019. You know, blogging was going by the wayside, podcasts were taking off. When I was starting was really a good time to join the podcast trend. And then in 2020, during the pandemic, a lot of people took up sourdough making and gardening, But also, a lot of people started podcasts. They had a lot of time on their hands. There was kind of a podcast boom. Interestingly, during that time, even though podcast stats were up, my listenership went down. I think because I have a lot of moms who listen, and everybody's kids were at home all the time, and there was no time to listen. There are so many more podcasts now than there were when I started. So many podcasts. What's expected of podcasters has also changed. Now everybody has a YouTube channel and posts video and audio links. It used to be, up until pretty recently, that podcasts were only an audio platform, not a visual one. Let me tell you, for someone with limited time and resources, it's hard to write, edit, publish podcasts, advertise on social media, and then make video clips too. Goodness, all that is a lot. And for that reason, I haven't really joined that bandwagon. Social media and algorithms have changed as well. At the beginning of my podcast, I had a lot more engagement, both on my website and on social media. Over the years, the way people post and engage on social media has changed. There's not a lot of engagement on social media if you can't make a viral clip, be controversial, or stay abreast of the new and right ways to market, and of the algorithm. And let me tell you, I don't. I've kind of joined the We Do Not Care club. I don't have the energy to market myself or my podcast correctly. In fact, as a rebel, I kind of choose not to play that game. You know, Enneagram 2s go to Enneagram 8 in stress, and I'm like, no thanks. Social media I find to be soul-sucking. And as you know, PRN is all about soul care. So I've really struggled over the years with how to engage social media in helpful and not hurtful ways. 7 years later, to be honest with you, I don't know that I figured it out or that I ever will. But I do think social media and advertising have changed since I began the podcast. Just so you guys know, from a behind the scenes look, most, if not all, successful podcasts that get marketed well have a team behind them. And to make the big charts and get put at the top of iTunes or Spotify, most are given a boost by being marketed well from the beginning due to celebrity status or good funding. It's really hard for a one-person show with no financial backing to be successful. So if I'm judging by numbers or downloads, PRN definitely is not successful. But you know what? I've redefined success for myself over the years. I've defined the success of this podcast in the longevity and continued progress over 8 seasons. Did you know most podcasts fold really quickly? Rarely do podcasts last 7 years. I define success in the stories and comments I've received from you, that you heard something helpful or encouraging just when you needed it. I define success in the Lord's meeting me with manna for this podcast over the years, giving me ideas, inspiration, or allowing me to meet with amazing guests whose stories needed to be shared. And that is how I'm defining success. You know, a lot has changed for me as well, personally, since beginning Pause Renew Next. I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain at things that have happened personally over the time I've been recording this podcast. I'm definitely not the same person I was 7 years ago. None of us are. But for me, a lot has transpired. For instance, when this podcast started, I was a homeschool mom. Now my kids are in public school. When I started, my youngest was in preschool and my oldest was just beginning middle school. Now my youngest is in 5th grade and my oldest is in college. I started this podcast in my 30s and have entered my 40s in the time PRN has existed. 7 years is a long time. This whole time I've been working part-time as a licensed counselor. But even my counseling style and knowledge has changed. I would say 7 years ago, I was beginning to learn about interpersonal neurobiology, but I've learned so much more since then. I've learned more about neurodiversity, I've become trauma-informed, and have been trained in a technique called brain spotting, which has taught me to be a more holistic counselor, incorporating the body, not just the mind. It's taught me to be more mindful, and to better trust my own and my clients' ability to grow and heal and be resilient. I guess what I'm saying is I've gained practical knowledge and wisdom since I started this podcast. And all the time, as my professional and podcasting knowledge was growing, so was my personal experience of trauma and understanding neurodiversity. And here I'm going to get a little personal and vulnerable. A few years ago, after contracting COVID, One of my children had a mental health crisis. We think due to the virus and brain inflammation. We sought a full evaluation and treatments, and it threw our lives upside down for a period of time. Thankfully, that's been treated and is mostly manageable now, but my day-to-day parenting challenges continue. My youngest son, who's transracially adopted and had prenatal trauma, continues to teach me each day new things about parenting, neurodiversity, trauma, and advocacy. When you hear me speak on the podcast about resilience, attachment, and emotional regulation, know that I've been learning and growing along with you. I've been learning in the school of hard knocks, not just in books, although I've read plenty, but also in on-the-ground, real-life training. And it has changed me. I don't and can't see life the way I once did. I can't even live life the way I once did because I have to focus differently. I've been learning to notice my own capacity, and I've been learning how to set boundaries and say no. Maybe partly because I'm in my 40s now, but also because I just really don't have the availability and emotional bandwidth I once had. My parenting journey has required more of me and has left me with less energy for pleasing others. I've been reaching out for and leaning on support systems. I've been doing my own story work and inner work in real life, just as I've been encouraging you to do through the podcast. To protect my children and their stories, I won't go into great depth, but in the coming weeks, Lord willing, we'll be doing a series on when parenting is hard, and I may share parts of it then. Both of those difficult parts in my parenting journey have and are continuing to teach me so much about the gospel, endurance, and resilience. I've really deconstructed so many things through the last few years. Never Jesus. But a lot of the beliefs or expectations that I grew up thinking went along with Christianity have now been stripped away. Suffering has a way of doing that, paring away everything that's not important. I changed the way I see and engage with others in crisis and how I recommend resources. Even normal parenting books and recommendations, ones that I probably recommended myself years ago, have been cast aside. You see, so much of the common advice or expectations we're generally taught in evangelicalism no longer work when your family doesn't fit into the expectations of what a family and its members should look or act like. I'm still growing and changing and finding equilibrium. Yet the gospel is more real to me now than it ever was. Jesus is truer. I understand more about the kingdom of heaven and the Sermon on the Mount and the promises in Scripture. The good news, as Jesus said, it turns out is not for the well and for the put together, but for the sick and for those who can't hold it all together. Transformation and sanctification often happen in the fire and in the valley, where we can't seem to maintain the image we'd like to concoct for ourselves. When we can't make it on our own effort, when life feels like too much, that is where we learn dependence on Christ, not through self-help books or well-meaning inspirational stories. And most importantly, I've always known, but have continued to find, that Christ can be depended on. And if you never get anything else from this podcast, I hope you'll take that away. Christ is our refuge, and He is with us always. So I share this because I'm telling you that I could not have made it this far, and certainly PRN would not have, without God's grace. Oh, and shout out to my husband and close friends who've also been my real-life cheerleaders. They're awesome. Thanks, guys. So friends, when I say I'm thankful for you and for your support as Pause Renew Next and I have grown and changed, I really, really am. PRN has made me gain technological skills I definitely would not have had. But it's also been a really sweet place to come and meet you as we focus on soul care together. I hope it's been an encouragement to you, but mostly it served as an encouragement to me. I hope you've learned something, but know that I've definitely been the recipient of learning the most. You are a sweet and kind community, and I'm so grateful for you. And that's it. That's what I want to leave you with today. Just some reflections and a big old thank you. So with that, as always, I'm going to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, Renew, Next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.